It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. This lame duck session of the Michigan legislature has been moving at a pretty brisk pace. In addition to the passage and signing of so-called right-to-work legislation, the Republican majorities in the state House and Senate have a number of other bills on the agenda. They include a package of abortion-related bills, a bill that would give health care providers the right to deny service due to religious or ethical objections, and a new emergency manager bill that would replace the one overturned by Michigan voters last month. We're joined now by Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, I want to start with you. You served in the legislature. Has this much legislative activity taken place in a lame duck session within your memory? I mean, we're talking about major changes in Michigan law.
This really is not that unusual. All lame ducks have witnessed a flurry of activity since term limits went into effect in 1992. There's even been more legislation passed in lame duck sessions because many legislators are done with their service and they want to get their bills passed. So this lame duck is going to go down as the time when right to work was passed. But from a perspective other than just the right to work legislation, this really is not that unusual.
Susan, you've been covering the Capitol for some time. Is it just right to work that is bringing up these strong feelings for people, or do you think people are responding to something else?
That is the legislation that I think has dominated most people's consciousness for obvious reasons. I mean, you know, it's pretty rare to see a major piece of legislation get endorsed by the governor and basically in a single day get passed. But we have an awful lot of other issues that we're dealing with, abortion restrictions, eliminating a major manufacturing tax, as well as a new emergency manager law. And there are literally hundreds of other laws. Some of those are pretty significant as well.
Now, we know that Democrats gained some seats in the House during the election, and some people say that Republicans wouldn't be able to get some of this legislation through in the new session. But Democrats will still be in the minority in both houses next year. So what would really be the difference if in a few months between now and then? Ken?
Well, the Republican majority goes down from basically 64 to 46 to about, I think it's 59 to 51. So what that means is that on controversial bills next session, they only have about three Republicans that they could, as we call it in the business, sort of let them go. In other words, their margin for getting the 56 votes they need to pass any bill has been whittled down, and that's in the back of the minds of Republican leadership. I think that was one of the motivating factors behind doing right to work now as opposed to doing it later. Because a number of Republicans voted against it.
Susan, do you have any sense of how the public views this much activity taking place in a lame duck session? Do voters tend to be put off by it?
Well, I think that this is a great time of year to do very big legislation because people are tired after the election and having been bombarded on their TV screens by all the ads. Everybody's focused on Christmas. So, well, I'm sure most people are aware now something about the right to work issue. I doubt that too many people are paying attention to some of the other issues around, like the EM bill, abortion bills, and the personal property tax reform.
Now, Ken, like you said, we've got 2 years before the next election, and that's when Governor Snyder will be up for re-election if he decides to run. 33 Senate seats will be up for grabs. 2 years can be a long time in terms of political memory. Well, what's happened in this lame duck session still matter then?
Well, I think the right to work issue, which is truly unique here, the right to work issue probably has some long legs. But there are some big issues here. But really, it's the right to work issue that makes this one is going to make this one memorable.
Susan, what do you think? Is right to work going to be a sticky enough issue? I know they're going to be facing some legal challenges on the law between now and 2014. Is this still going to be part of the conversation?
Absolutely. This is a cornerstone issue for the Democratic Party and for labor unions. So we have not heard the last on this. And I would venture to say that we have not heard the last on the abortion bills. That was a major issue in the 2012 election. And I would expect Democrats to keep campaigning on their theme of the war against women.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.